The Drop with Frank and Brian is officially brought to you by Switch Suspension. Switch Suspension specializes in all vehicle chassis components. Lift kits, lowering kits, air ride suspension, wheels, tires, steering, and brake upgrades. They use all the best products from the best brands. And these guys are truck guys. You roll into their parking lot at the shop and they all drive custom vehicles. So they use their products that they sell on their own vehicles. So if you guys are looking for anything for your vehicles, whether you're just starting out or you just need some replacement parts or whatever, give them a call or visit their website, switchsuspension.com. Pockets recording. It doesn't charge while recording.
Yeah, I noticed that. So are you using the big battery or the little battery?
Big battery.
All right, I'm using the little battery.
Yeah,
I charged the big battery too.
I don't know how long they last.
Yeah, I don't know. We're going to find out, right?
I guess.
We're trying a little something new on this episode. We've been heavily talking about the pocket use that we've been using, and now we're like experimenting with actually using it in an episode.
We're slowly moving away from using professional cameras to these.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's very rare now. I pick up my I took my big camera for a photo shoot on Friday or Thursday or something, and I'm just like, God, this thing's. It's humongous.
Massive.
God, it's so stupid. And then, same thing last night. I had interesting, last night I was meeting a buddy. He was driving out from SoCal so we could shoot his truck. And I was like, he's like, yeah, I'll just drive out there. And I was like, all right, cool. And then I messaged him. I was like, are you just driving out here for this photo shoot? And he's like, yeah. And he was trailering his truck out. And I was like, I'll just meet you in like Quartzsite or Blythe. Like it's, and so I was like, it's not that far from my house. So I get all the way to Quartzsite and I get off the freeway, get some snacks, get back on the freeway. He messaged me. He's like, hey, man, just got in a car accident. Not going to make
it. Oh, no.
Yeah. He rear-ended a diesel truck.
Oh, no.
And the truck destroyed his truck. Truck shifted on the trailer, got messed up.
Oh, man.
So
the show truck got messed up,
that
too.
That one got messed up, too. So I was like,
dang. That's a rough. I was going to say I'm having a rough day, but that is a rough day.
You always have a rough day.
Man, dude,
you think it's self I think it's self-inflicting.
Is it me? It's me, isn't it?
It has to be.
It's me, isn't it? It has to be because every day I'm like, ah! And I don't know what it is. I don't like my past couple weeks has like I finished up customer work, Panda's shirts. Thanks, Panda. I've ended up Panda shirts on Monday, got those in the mail, and now I have less than, 2 weeks or whatever until we leave to get all my reprints done. So I'm like,
well, we've talked about this before.
Yes.
Print more t-shirts the first time.
I'm kind of following that right now because we did talk about that at the show. You're like, it's a good idea. Yeah, it's like a thing, right? It's like a subconscious thing. It's like, am I printing enough? If I print too many,
you're never going to print too many.
I guess that's true.
Especially right now, like February, March, all you're doing is going to shows. Are you just, if a shirt doesn't sell great at Forbidden, are you going to not print it for mini nets?
You're
not really going to find out how good your shirts do until you get into like July, August. Like if one's doing better than the other, you might as well just go hardcore like February. And March?
Yeah. December. Like, I'm thinking I need to start in, like, December.
Just start your new designs now. Like, July. Yeah. Like, towards the end. Like, look at your sales. This is kind of what I'm doing, too. So, I'm just projecting what I'm doing onto you like I usually do.
I wasn't going to say that, but yeah.
So, like, you look at your big shows, LST, Forbidden, Mini Nats. Like these are all, and they're all very different types of shows. You've got a big variety at LST of people and out of state. And then you got kind of local with Forbidden, like our people. Mm-hmm. And then you've got Mini Nats, which is like Forbidden, but in a different area. So like you can really gauge what's going to be selling and what's not. And then when you're, so when you design your new shirts coming for the following year, end of the year, however you do it, you can just lean heavy on the big sellers, that style.
Yeah. Yeah. Because each, yeah, you're right. Each show offers something different. I feel like when we go to LST, and it's obvious, like I sell a lot more, you know, OBS type style things, full size Chevy things, you know, not too much mini truck stuff, Forbidden, and obviously Mini Nats, all mini truck stuff.
Yeah.
So I kind of already, I mean, we've been doing this long enough to kind of, we already know that, but I need to start doing that. I need to start getting prepared like in November, December. So when I get into that beginning of the year, it's sort of like already going and it's sort of like automated a little bit, you know, because I'm just essentially just chasing my tail.
It's exactly what you're doing.
I know you have the
power
out.
You have the power to not do this, but you worry so much. You worry about little things, and that's what you're doing to yourself. You're worrying from before is now affecting you now.
Yeah. And you know, I don't know if you remember or the people listening remember back in December, I was like legitimately concerned with the designs that I was putting out, that I don't know how well received they were going to be. And even after LST, I was still concerned because the new ones I rolled out, they sold a few here and there, you know, but they didn't sell a lot. Our older designs kind of did well. Mm. And then, but at Forbidden, like the new ones like took off, because I think one is the one I call Rat Frank with the 4Runner on the back, you know, that's pretty mini truck, centric. The, Keep It On The Down Low one, I think, although not necessarily mini truck centric, it's like vibing that way. And I don't think like, because LST is interesting. There are mini truckers there. There's a bunch of mini truckers there, but there is also a lot of non-mini truckers there. So I like kind of have to think of it as someone walking past the booth and they see that, like, are they going to vibe with that? Or are they going to like,
there's, you know, 20,000 people that walk by the booth though.
Yeah.
You can't like worrying about what's going to sell and not going to sell is a natural worry. But if you let that affect your like, oh, I'm only going to print 5 of these, I'm only going to print 10 of these, it's like, you're just going to kill yourself later on. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. Yeah, I get it. I'm experiencing that right now.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of interesting experiencing all these things because we've done it for so long. This is not a new thing.
It's not a new thing.
It's weird.
Yeah. And I'm going through these weird motions too now where I've hit a really good stride. Mm-hmm. So now I'm like, what do I do? I'm in this whole like weird thing with myself. Like, okay, well, what do I do now? You know, like I'm thinking,
you and I are having the same things going on.
Yeah. Like, well, I'm thinking ahead now. So I'm thinking to Dino's already because I'm doing these skeleton designs, right? These characters, but I'm like, okay, well, I can't just do those forever.
Right.
Like that can't just be, cause then you're just, the excitement goes away.
Mm-hmm.
So like, what do I do next? So now I'm trying to think of like, okay, what's my design for Dino's? I'm already thinking about LST next year. I'm just like, I have a new design.
No, I get it.
I have a new design too.
Did you get the Mini Nats design?
Not yet. This is gonna,
oh boy.
This is gonna
that's next Friday.
Yeah. And so, it's like, and yeah, it hasn't even been sketched out yet.
Oh really?
No. It's a whole thing.
That is a whole thing.
It's a whole thing.
At least
thing.
But he's
very fast at what he does. Like the Forbidden one that he did of your wheel. He did that on Tuesday before our show.
Oh, yeah. And that's that. You gotta, I was going to say a couple of things on that. And like, one is like, Brandon's shop is a professional shop. Like that's what they just do that. Right. You know, it's not like, it's just, they do that. And the other thing is like, when you were talking about, are you going to rely like on these like skeleton designs forever? You're not, because you've already, I think. And it's funny because, again, we've done this for so long. We've known Daniel for a long, long time, right?
Yeah.
And what's the right word I'm looking for? That thing has always existed to use, but for some reason it wasn't. Just like me in this printing. I've been printing for 15 years. I should be doing what we're talking about right now, but I'm not.
Yeah.
So it's like this weird thing. And with you've locked into an artist and a style that can produce anything cool for you. Like for example, the wheel, the Forbidden Wheel shirt, the I guess the alt like design that was for the show is freaking killer. And there's no skeletons on it at all. That's just a killer design. So
yeah.
I think locked into a good artist and locked into a good shop like Brandon's that can produce it with zero issues.
Yeah.
I think, you know, there, I don't think you got to worry too much about like, what are the designs going to be? They're just going to naturally evolve anyway, because you're just going to go like, yeah, that was cool, but I have this idea. And he's going to go like, oh, okay, cool. And then sketch it out. And you're like, yeah, that's it.
Yeah, you know exactly. What I mean? Well, I'm, and I'm also trying to use like this. I also have another one here. I'll show it to you because I'm probably going to show it to everybody. I download it on this computer real quick.
Well, while you're looking for that. So my the nice thing about what I'm doing right now, and the nice thing about reprints is, for my end, from a different perspective, is if when I come up with a new design, I have to, you know, get the design made or make it, then I have to get that ready to print through the process to get it ready to print.
Yeah.
And then I have to set it up and print it. At least with reprints, like that first humongous chunk of work is already done.
Yeah.
So now it's just resetting it up and reprinting it, and it's, and the process is actually pretty fast, you know.
Yeah.
But it is me like wondering, you know, this is like, you know, some really inside thinking for my part is like, you know, I'm like, I'm already at my max capacity right now. What else can I do? But you already have told me the answer. The answer is plan better.
Well, it is. And I think that's where we're both at in this thing, is planning better.
Right. Right.
It's simply all it is planning better. And planning better for both of us is different because you print your own shirts. Mm-hmm. I don't. So like my thing is like what I learned with the Arizona square body one was I need to order more. So that went right into the Texas one. I just ordered.
And that's the point you're making with me, kind
of. Yeah. Just print some more. Like even if you just printed in, you know, double of what you print now, or at least on some of the sizes or something like that, just so you have this, like, and I can just imagine like, this is, I love this dream of mine I have in my head that I think of like your shop, like a printing thing. And then you have all these shelves of just stock, and like, you get home from a show and you're just like, oh, I need to refill. And you just go, foop, boop, and you refill your things. And now you don't have to worry about anything leading up to a show.
Yeah. Well, and also because I think maybe we're in a different, we're evolving into a different space where I'm still like in a thinking of a few years ago when we were still kind of like, and I'm not saying the brand isn't done being built, but like in kind of the infancy of the second iteration of my brand was still kind of like feeling things out and getting people used to it. And now maybe we've evolved into a thing where like, that's just what it demands, like that type of production, you know? Yeah,
no, for sure.
And I'm just not caught up to that. My mentality isn't like,
it's your, it's just your mentality.
Cause I'm still thinking about before.
Yeah. And you're just that way. You're less risky on some things where it's like, okay to be a little more risky on those things now. And once you get over that hump and realize like, oh yeah, that's totally fine. Then you'll just be like, oh, I don't have to do these reprints now. I can do something else. Take another customer on, make a little bit more money on that side of things, or just worry less.
Yeah. It's all making sense. It's all making a lot of sense. So this is why we need these conversations.
This is why we have this podcast.
Yeah, exactly. People think it's for us to like entertain them. Listen, no, this is just us working out ourselves.
Yeah. So I hit up Chris Rhodes. CRZ Designs on Instagram. And I was,
CRDZ.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like a couple months ago or whatever, or a month or something. And I was like, I took a photo that I had and I was like, hey, I want to make this into a shirt. I just don't know what to do yet. And I want to really push the Good Life, like the Dotson one, the Good Life. Like,
yeah,
I had Grindr TV, GTV, Stay Low. And I'm just like, this is just going in all these different directions, you know what I mean? So like, I like living the good life. That's
yeah. I mean, it makes perfect sense. Again, duh.
right? Yeah.
Yeah. Like,
should have done this in 2005.
Right.
But like, so he did this one, and I don't know if you can see it.
That is amazing. That is super freaking cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's so rad. Because that's what we were talking about. It's like showing a bit. You know, everybody just throws up a whole truck.
Yeah.
You know. Yep. So yeah, it makes that's really cool.
Yeah, that's why.
He's great.
Yeah, he's doing really good. And then this is in blue. I don't know what color I'm gonna do yet.
I'm feeling the green.
Yeah, it's what Brandon said from Brandon Infinite Jesus.
that's a throwback.
I still have in my phone is Brandon Infinite Designs.
I still, just to go off, everybody that I put in my phone, if you've changed clubs a couple times, you're still like the first club.
Yeah. Yep.
So like, there's some people I have like. Sunset Mike, you know, but he's like in like been in four different clubs since then. I don't know a Sunset Mike, by the way. That was just an example.
Yeah, whoever you are, Mike.
Sorry, Mike is all.
Is all who?
Anyway. But yeah, so yeah. I'm feeling the green.
Yeah.
Brandon's feeling the green.
Yeah, and the red looks good, but I've done too many red shirts.
Yeah, red. Yeah, I'm not too on red. I'm starting to get, yeah, no, not red.
Red is, red always looks good, no matter what. Like, you put red on a shirt, it looks good. It's a powerful color. Yeah. It's like
black,
whatever.
Black and red.
Yeah, but it's like, okay, I want when you look at the t-shirts, they look fresh.
Right.
You know what
right.
I mean? Like different colors. I think we got a really good like look going on there. So
yeah, no, I think we're doing, yeah, I think it's everything's going well. Like I said, I'm just sort of like, I'm going to be better later, but for now I'm in the mud right now. So
well, that's all you got to do.
That's all I can do is I got to get through this. I got to get this stuff reprinted because we are wheels up next Friday. Well, I am. Well, we are. No, we both are because we're both heading up to Havasu Meltdown this weekend when this episode comes out. We're heading out this weekend to Havasu Meltdown and then beginning our journey to Mini Nats. And yeah, so I'm going to be up until the moment. And then I got to go down and get your shirts.
I know. Maybe not.
Completely.
They might.
Oh, really?
They
might.
We'll see if they get done.
Oh, you see if they get done.
They might be being shipped to North Carolina. Let's just say that.
Sheesh.
Yeah. Wow.
Well, hopefully it all works out. I don't mind going an hour and a half out of my way to go.
It's only an hour and
a
half if you go during the day. If you go at 1 o'clock in the morning,
no,
it doesn't take
that long. It's well, it's 50 minutes down. If
oh yeah yeah yeah
yeah yeah.
But yeah, we can get
he's a little closer if I go to his house. Yeah,
yeah, a little bit closer. You don't have to deal with
a little bit
the other stuff. But
that'd actually work out the best.
That'll probably end up what's happening. Like just to take him to his house, and it might just be the one. I don't know. We'll see.
We'll see, man. It's a crapshoot. We live life by the seat of our pants.
Yeah.
But besides the stress of getting ready for this, I'm really excited for this weekend. Havasu Meltdown, first of all. The car show's going to be great. The concert's going to be great. Great bands. I'm really looking forward to that.
Are you still thinking about taking off Saturday night afterwards?
I don't think so.
No?
Because I was talking to somebody, and I'm like, because they're from Phoenix, I'm like, hey, so how long is it from Phoenix to Havasu? And they're like, oh, it's like 4 hours. I'm like,
it's 3 hours to my house. It's actually under 3 hours. It's under 3 hours to my house.
We'll see. We'll see how that goes. I don't know. I'm up in the air on that one.
I'll
right
see you
now.
Sunday because I'm coming home Saturday.
you're bombing out.
I'm bombing out. Yeah, I don't even know how long I'm going to stay for the whole thing or not. I just we'll see. But yeah.
And then BTN is also going on that weekend.
Yep.
So people have choices to go to either BTN or Havasu Meltdown.
BTN is Bring the Noise, which they had changed their dates and put it on the date of Havasu Meltdown, which kind of sucks. Because I really like Bring the Noise and it's in my backyard. And
that was always a fun show.
Yeah.
And then like I loved going to that show throughout the years. But then, you know, once we started getting into going to LST every year, like it was kind of like too close for me, you know. And so I haven't gone in a long time, but that show was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And it was at the sports park and everything. Is it back at the sports park?
It's be the last year because they're tearing that place down.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. Putting more houses right there?
No, some kind of like high-end sports high school or something like that. Like,
interesting.
Yeah. And then, yeah, it's going to be.
And then Mini Nats.
And then Mini Nats.
And then Mini Nats. So I wasn't really participating in the chat, but you laying out a plan to do some fun things on the way to Mini Nats.
Well, you're just coming straight out here, so you're not going home. So you're going to be here on Sunday at some point. So we're just going to be kind of sitting around.
I had an idea about that, which maybe we'll talk about in the post podcast, but I had an idea how to fill that little time.
Record
a podcast.
Yeah. That's what
with
I was
a guest
too. Oh, with a guest.
Yeah.
Who?
Lindsay. It'd make perfect sense.
If she's up here. I don't think she's coming up here.
Oh, I think, I don't know. Like I said, we'll talk about that afterwards. Yeah.
If she is, it would make 100%
perfect sense. That would make it, because we have to come up with three episodes. This one for Monday, and then next week another one, and then one for the following. And that would work out really well.
It would. Yeah. We'll talk about. Well, that's post-podcast talk. Yeah,
that's like post-podcast talk.
But yeah, so we're thinking about leaving Monday morning for Mini Nats and just leaving whenever, not like super early, because just getting on the road. And so I was like, well, if we're going to be on the road for 3 days instead of bombing out there, like, so I told Lindsay, I was like, find stuff for us to do off the 40, you know, like just something cool. We could like that pool thing that I sent you. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? Or sent you guys. Like, it's like this natural spring. Yeah. And it's right out. It's not too far off the highway in New Mexico. And we've driven by it however many times we've driven the 40. And we just drive with this, like, goal in mind.
Yeah.
And that's like,
go,
it.
Go, go, go.
Yeah. So, like, now we could be like, oh, maybe there's some interesting food or some interesting, a quick mm-hmm. little thing. You know what I mean? We could do it. And it would just help. It would also give everyone content.
Yeah, that, and that's what I was going to bring. It's going to be funny because we're all rocking the pockets. We're just going to be running all over the country with little pockets.
With these little lightsabers stuff. In our hands.
People are going to like, what are those people doing?
Yeah.
Just like this, pointing at each other.
Don't worry about us.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I have some cool ideas for, we'll talk about all that later, but yeah. I have some cool ideas. Like we can, like, since it's all like we're doing this, we could like switch footage on different videos and stuff. And I don't know, we can get pretty creative with
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Oh, remind me in the post podcast too to tell you about this setting on the pocket that I found out that might be easier.
Oh, okay.
I'll just tell you now. So you know yeah. when you're like, if you put on follow mode, right? So it follows mm-hmm. you. Well, if you just lock it in place so it doesn't follow you all the time, you just put it in the other setting. It's mm-hmm. so much better for just like flinging it around.
Yeah, that's you're talking about the active setting.
Mm-mm.
Oh, there's another setting.
There's just a where it locks the thing. It doesn't.
Oh, it like it doesn't move at all.
Like it will move, but it's not. It doesn't uh-huh. follow you. It's just like I don't know. We'll talk about that later. Then there's I have another note here.
Okay.
Because I was going through the comments on our last episode, the 100th episode, mm-hmm. and it was super cool seeing everyone saying,
which was fun. I hope everybody enjoyed the wives. Like,
oh yeah,
everybody did.
I think everyone did too.
Yeah. Like, everybody keeps on saying that they need their own episode, which I totally agree.
Yeah.
I think we need to do a four-way episode.
I think so too.
That'd be great.
I think we should do it if you and Angie are here at some point in time. The next yeah. time you both are here, then we'll do it.
Yeah, for sure.
Or if me and Chelsea are out there, however. But yeah, that episode will happen. It'll be fun.
Mm-hmm.
But I was going through a comment. There was a comment about, I think Bacon commented about how FFF came a thing, and I don't know if it was on that right. video, but it was
yeah no it was that video it because was. in the 100th episode or yeah oh well, yeah well, yeah I know what you're saying, like in one of the he asked that question or something, someone asked that question, what does FFF mean, and I got it wrong.
Yeah,
because I said that erase that, rewind, it was in the comments.
Yes,
that's what it was.
It was in the comments.
I think it was Bacon asked yep. in the comments, what FFF, or he said something else. He said, no, that's not what it means. This is what it means. And then this is how I remember it being told to me. And it was a house party and someone wrote on a whiteboard, fuck Forbidden Fantasy. And Joey saw that and then wrote.
So this was before Joey. The FFF thing happened before Joey.
Okay.
It was at the house we used to hang out at, the party house, and called the Fat Farm. And there was a big whiteboard in there. I don't know what they used it for, but one side of the house was the owner of the house. His name was Tree because he was super tall, mini truck mm-hmm. guy. The other side was my buddy James and Tim, a.k.a. Piglet. That's what we called him because he was pink. And and this was a party house. These guys were all bouncers at nightclubs. Mm-hmm. And, well, what happened was this Tree actually ended up getting a real job. Well, none of us, we didn't care about that. So we were always still loud. So he came out and he put, shut the fuck up. And I crossed it out and put no, and then signed it Forbidden F and Fantasy.
Oh, okay.
So that's what it was basically. And then, and then it became a chant at Rezzo. I forgot the club. They were chanting their name with putting F in the middle. So we started chanting our name with putting F in the middle, and it just kind of came a thing.
Yeah, and now we wear, which I think is kind of funny because we put it on everything.
Yeah.
And it's essentially Forbidden fucking Fantasy on everything.
Every club has their abbreviation.
Like alternate. Yeah, their abbreviation, like, alternate logo kind of thing.
NC.
NR, star.
NR, ST. And I was like, FF just sounded like, it just sounds, it's FF.
That does sound weird.
Right?
FF does sound
weird. We'll just add another F. FFF. That sounds totally fine.
That's great. I love. Hey, it's the mantra of the club, and everything's interchangeable. You can make it. I like the original meaning because I think it has some gusto to it. You know?
Yeah, for sure.
Although, you know, a little rough around the edges and uncouth, whatever.
Whatever
drives a point home.
It has different meanings for different settings. Is you know, mm-hmm. depending on where you're at. And then Adam actually came up with the design.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I don't know if he did or he had someone. I forgot what it was, but that's where that came from.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah. So it's not, and those three F's aren't really a font. Those are, did someone, is that a font?
I don't know.
I don't, because I've never come across, I mean, I look at a lot of fonts.
I think everything's a font. Because, yeah, that, like, Chris said the Good Life, he drew that. It's not a font, right? So,
oh,
like,
really?
Yeah. I was like, oh, that's freaking rad, right?
Wow.
So, but at the same time, I'm like, to me, I go on DaFont and I'm just like, I could find anything I want. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But
hand-drawn lettering, though, definitely does have a soul to it, you know?
It definitely does, yeah.
I follow on TikTok. It's funny. I follow like a lot of graffiti like writers, and this is kind of lame, but I'm putting myself out there. I watch a lot of how-to videos, mm-hmm. like, because there's dudes who do that. They're just like, hey, this is how you do this, mm-hmm. and I'm like really fascinated by it.
Yeah.
So, and there's something to a hand-drawn letter, yep. you know?
It's just like a hand-drawn car. Mm-hmm. Versus a traced Photoshop car.
That's true.
You know, it's there's, it gives it a little bit of.
So that's the story. So it was you.
That's the only note that I have. I was like reading that call. I was like, I need to write that note down so I can tell Frank.
So it's not Joey. You know, it's funny. It's funny. They call that the, I don't know if this is exactly what it is, but they call that the Mandela effect when you start like making up stuff. Cause I have another funny story. I won't go way into it, but I swear I had a friend when we were all in our early 20s, we went out. And we got into it with some people, and I swear my friend slapped somebody, like open hand slapped someone, and said, stop acting like a little, and then slapped him. And I told that story for years.
And it never happened?
And then one day we're sitting around, I'm like, yeah, man, remember when you slapped that dude? And he's like, huh? And I was like, yeah, that time we were there, and you slapped that guy. And he's like, I never did that. I was like, did I totally make that up? He's like, yeah, I think you did.
Or maybe you didn't, and he just doesn't remember.
Oh,
that sounds bad. Your 20s. Story sounds better. I don't know why he wouldn't just say
I know.
That
I know. Happened. I would have been like, if someone said that about me, I'm like, yeah, that 100%.
Yeah,
happened.
I totally remember when I slapped that, fuck that guy.
I hope they slapped this dude. But yeah, so that's the Mandela effect. That's also, I think, how, what's it, like lore and legends kind of get made, you know?
Yep.
The lore of Joey coming up, but it's not. It was Brian. Brian came up with it.
Yeah. Maybe I'm lying. So.
Maybe you're lying. Maybe you don't remember. And
Joey's
going
to be, I'll get on here and do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do we have, what else are we doing?
Well, we got some questions. We got some questions going on. I think we can jump into those.
We should also say.
Yes.
Havasu Meltdown. These are the shows we're going to be at.
Yeah.
Havasu Meltdown. Mini Truck Nats.
Also, maybe throw the dates and locations in there, too.
Havasu Meltdown is the 13th and 14th at Lake Havasu.
And Arizona.
Then, yep. Mini Truck Nats is Maggie Valley, the 19th through the 21st.
North Carolina.
And then I'll be in SoCal at a diesel truck show on the 27th.
April?
Yep. And then the 4th is Cruise to the Pines out here in Arizona. Phoenix, Prescott, which... You're coming out for, Mike Gallegos is coming out for.
Yeah, I'm hoping to have the truck in order. I was supposed to get it taken care of last week, but I'm working on it.
Okay.
Trying to have it in order. But yeah, that's the plan. I'm going to roll out me and Mike.
Yep. And then I will be filming at C10 Nationals in Dallas the weekend after that. And then the weekend after that is rolling in the Red Rocks that we will both be at in Utah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, the reason I kept on bringing up the state is because I was talking to someone at a show, and I can't remember who. And they brought up a really good point. Like sometimes you'll see a flyer on Instagram and you're like, oh, that looks really cool. But it'll say the date and where. And I guess you can Google where, but it'd make it a little easier if it were like, you know, Havasu Meltdown, Lake Havasu, Arizona, April, you know.
It does get, 13th. And it also just gives the person listening to this or watching this that aren't going to any of these, it just gives them like a visual of where we're going.
Right, right. Cool. Oh, yeah, no, for sure, for us. But I'm talking about like show promoters who are putting their stuff out there and just regular people. And again, I forgot what I was talking to, but they're like, yeah, man, I saw this show. It's really cool. And then I didn't know where it was. So I had to Google it and then realize, oh, like, this is nowhere near me. So
yeah.
I don't know. I'm just saying it might make life a little easier. Just add what state it's in.
Yep. And then June will be out at Lake Parrish for Unfinished Business. And then who knows what's happening in June. There's some options coming up that we haven't really talked about yet.
Yeah. Yeah. We were kind of shot me a couple things that we can.
I just see things and I get ideas in my head and then I'm like,
mm-hmm.
Should we do this? Should I do this? Should da 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 da? But yeah. So,
because I brought up going to Washington, which we could discuss. Also, there's like all the time we get people hitting us up, like come to this show and go to this show, you know, and we'll just figure it out.
Well, I was thinking about going to Scrape in the Rockies because I was wanted to go last year and I ended up having to work in Salt Lake
at
the C10 thing. And I'm not doing the Salt Lake one this year. So I'm like, should I go? So I did book a room with two beds just in case.
Oh, okay.
Because it's free cancel and I put two beds in there. So if you wanted to go, if you and Angie wanted to go, I'm trying to talk Chelsea into going.
Well, we also have a slowdown in July, right?
Slowdown is July 26th and 27th.
And that's in San Luis Obispo, right?
Yep.
California.
And Camp and Drag is the week before that. And my buddy was trying to talk me into going. He's like,
oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Who, Chris? That's Chris. I don't even know what I'm saying anymore.
Tony. Chris, Tony.
Chris.
Same thing.
Sorry. I want to apologize to a couple people about me not remembering names and stuff. I'm terribly sorry. There's a lot of stuff floating around. There's not a lot of, first of all, there's not a lot of stuff going on up here. So to add extra information. So if we're discussing things on the podcast and I just happen to blank. Because also I'm trying to make this up as I go along too.
Yeah.
You know?
So well, I'm thinking, it's just, it's anyone, when you talk to a lot of people, it's hard for names. And then when you throw in the mix that we just have a lot going on to begin with, it's just hard. And then it's just hard to remember all the names.
Yeah.
So if we forget your name, it's not
an insult. It's not that I didn't enjoy your presence or meeting you. It's just simply this brain.
Well, it's funny too. Cause even if I remember a name, I'm like, is that the right name? Like I will second guess so much.
That's actually like a really interesting thing because it happens to me all the time. And then when I like, this is kind of funny. When I like dedicate to saying a name, I'm like, oh my God, I hope that was right.
I know.
I'm like, hey, Sam.
Or you see, it's when you see him in person.
Name.
When you see him in person.
Hey, what's up, Sam? I'm like, What about they're like, oh no, man, it's Mike.
I really think people at shows should wear name badges.
Oh, hey, well, that's what, you know, the guy with C10 talk guy, Ronnie, that guy.
Someone actually brought it up to me and I can't remember who it was. And they said that people at shows should legit wear name badges. And I was like,
that's what Ronnie did at one of the shows. He made everybody little name tags. He's done it a few shows actually.
Yeah.
It's a really good idea.
Well, and we also communicate on Instagram and Facebook. Well, Facebook has real names, but like if you're communicating on Instagram or whatever, a lot of times you're communicating with at, you know, 94 Toyota pickup truck. And it's like, right. I don't know who you are. There's a guy out here, uh-huh. The Sunset guy. Now I can't think of his name. Ryan.
Yeah, I remember that one.
He is 93 Toyota on Instagram. Or 94 Toyota.
I think he's 94.
Okay. There's another guy here in Arizona who's 93 Toyota.
Uh-huh.
I see 93 Toyota, and he's posting like pictures of him and his girlfriend and his truck, and I'm like, why is Ryan posting different? Why is he posting this person? This is not his. I was like, is this his brother? And then I found out, oh, yeah, they're different people.
They're different people. I was about to say the other interesting ones are when it's all like Tacoma bodied on 22s.
Yeah.
Which one? Yeah. I mean, 22s, that's unique. But, you know, like this truck bodied on 22s or like a Silverado bodied on 20s. And it's like, which one? Yeah. Anyway, I'm sorry for giving everybody a bunch of crap. I have no say in anything. So.
It's okay.
Anyway.
And then I was going to say, what was I going to say? Oh, the Camp and Drag. No, my buddy Shampton, he's a C10 guy. He bought a little S10 Blazer. And he put like OG, repainted it, put like OG graphics, putting IROX on it. And he's like,
oh, cool.
He's like, I'm going to a mini truck show.
Heck yeah.
Yeah. He's like, I used you as a reference because you have to put your application in for Camp and Drag. And I was like,
oh, really? And they have to have a reference?
You have to have four references.
Oh, interesting. Really?
If you've never been before, you have to have four references. So I filled out an application, submitted it just in case. Because I'm like, if I get the Tacoma done at some point, I want to go to different shows, like take the booth. But also a show where I want to, like Camp and Drag is a one I want to take the truck to.
Right.
And then there's a
thing. It's fun, man.
Yeah.
I experienced that at the Day to Remember show for the 30 year. Like, it's so much fun.
Yeah.
And it's kind of funny how deep we are into this whole thing with what we do. And that's why people go. That's why all of these dudes go, because it's just so much fun to take your vehicle somewhere and hang out with your friends and cruise around, you know? And we kind of maybe have a little disconnect there. So when we finally do it, you're like, this is so much fun.
Yeah. And I had a disconnect even at the Forbidden show. You know, when I was telling you, like, I didn't post any photos of my truck because it was just junk behind it.
Yeah.
Because I had this disconnect of throwing the show, also trying to get the booth ready, and also bringing my truck. They're like, there's the three things. Usually the element is just two, the booth and the truck. And then, or the element's one, just the booth.
Mm-hmm. And this, or, like, and actually in Forbidden's case, it's usually just the booth and the show for you.
Yeah.
And now you got the booth, the show, and the truck. Yeah.
Yep. So saying, like, the booth, I didn't have time. Usually now I'm so like my new thing is like organization. Like, you saw me at LST, like with all the things, I was so happy to just like have this, cause I want things to flow. You know what I mean? So like all of us were had video stuff and we were behind the booth with those tables. No one was in front where the actual sales were happening.
Yeah. And there was like so a nice open space. Yeah.
So now I'm like, that's kind of my new obsession.
Yeah, it's, you know, cool.
Even that little thing at Dino's when I brought the shelf, and I brought it, I was like, this is amazing. I don't know why it's like my new thing, but it is.
No, for sure. No, it's good.
But
you were talking about your truck, about how the reason you posted. Oh no, that's what you were saying. You, because like you didn't want to post photos of the truck because that junk behind it.
Yeah.
So you're saying that the organization is like helping.
Yeah, because
like,
you look at everyone's photos from our show, and they're amazing. Yeah. And then I look I look at the photo of my truck, and there's trash behind it. I'm all
boxes.
God,
so. I guess that's sort of like, in my case, that's sort of my fault, because maybe I should be more conscious about that stuff and not.
That was no, but that was my stuff in my booth. That wasn't that wasn't your thing. Like, you have your own stuff to worry about.
You know, what I mean, filming it, like maybe be conscious of filming it. Like,
no, but even there was no other angle. Well, yeah, I do. I kind of do that when I film stuff too, but at the same time, there was no other angle of my truck except for the back angle, which was cool because Glenn actually got a cool photo. That's the one I used in the thumbnail of my most recent video.
Cool.
He sent that to me and he goes, hey, I snapped this at the thing. I was like, oh, good. Now I don't have to Photoshop trash out of the behind my truck. I can just use this.
Yeah. No, that's cool. Yeah. I do that sometimes, like, and I feel a little weird doing it, but, you know, maybe putting it out there right now, people, I'm sure people don't care either. So like when I'm at a show and I'm like, see something cool, I'll like move a chair or something kind of get stuff out of the way, which I feel like, you know, a little invasive touching people's stuff, but it's like, hey, like, you know, I'm sure you would like this, me pulling this out of the way, and it would look better, you know?
Yeah, so definitely.
If I touch your stuff, I'm sorry.
I'm not going to move your crap out of the front of your truck. All right.
Move your crap and trash.
If you see people, and your kids, get them out of the way.
Nice. Well, I'm kind of like a little heads up though. And this is kind of a thing, is like, if you're chilling at a show and you're like checking out your truck and you see like trash or whatever, pick it up.
Yep.
You know, pick it up because I got to cruise through and, you know,
yeah,
make our jobs easier. Right.
Yeah. But that's kind of where there's a lot of other stuff coming up, but we can get to that later.
Yeah.
But yeah. Do you want to answer some questions?
Yeah. You want to drop the drop on the drop?
Yeah. It's on page two here. This little thing. Ready? Go. Okay.
Drop and drop.
Dropping in.
Drop in.
Maybe we should make
it. Yeah, that's fine.
All right, it's done.
No, it's okay. I like it. It gives you some time to breathe.
Yeah,
and I'm breathed.
But
we got a lot of great questions.
Did we? Okay, because I have one. Yeah. I have a couple that were just sent to me beforehand. So we have more than that as well. So
okay,
go
cool.
Ahead.
Well, we'll start off on the Instagram. Thanks for everybody who dropped questions on the Instagram. And before we begin, drop more questions. If you're watching on YouTube, drop questions below. If you're listening, head over to our Instagram, The Drop with Frank and Brian, all one word. Drop them there. Yeah, those are the two best places to do it.
Yep.
Some people message us directly, which is like cool, but it gets lost. That gets lost super easy.
Yeah. What I've been doing is I screen cap. Big Dave sent me a question and I screen capped it. Mm-hmm. And then I have an album in my phone just for drop questions. Oh, so that's been kind of helping me.
Yeah, that's a good idea. All right, cool. So the first one is Hobby Shop Customs on Instagram. So have you ever wanted to film a show while on the road? And if so, I can volunteer to drive. So I think he means film one of these episodes while driving.
While driving? Yeah, and you know who that is, right? Hobby Shop Customs?
No, who's Hobby Shop Customs?
It's the guy that gave you the drone or the gimbal. God,
you know what? I'm a terrible
person.
Terrible person.
That's all right. Now you'll know, but now you'll know forever. Sometimes it takes
that
people giving us $400 pieces of camera equipment for us to remember their name.
Man, I'm sorry. Does he go by John or Jonathan?
John. I don't know, actually. I've only known the guy for like 20 years, so don't ask me any of these questions, all
right? I know, right? Well, thanks, man. I really appreciate it, and sorry I'm picking a piece of shit. Anyway, would we film one of these on the road? I think that'd be cool.
It would.
That'd be cool. It'd be a little distracting, you know, driving and stuff like that, but sometimes it's a little monotonous. And
there could be a time where it's needed. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, definitely.
Like, who knows? There could, because I have a suction cup and I have an attachment for, and now we have the pockets. We could just throw the pocket on, wide angle lens, throw it on the front of the windshield and just talk.
Yeah.
So
I think that'd be a cool idea. We've listened to a couple of podcasts where they do that, and it's kind of interesting.
It is, yeah.
You know, we've also done these episodes on the road when we get to like our destinations, which is cool. Like, I like that. I think that's like when we do that, like we did that at Mini-Nats last year. We drove, we got to Mini-Nats, filmed an episode, and that was fun because we were still kind of like in the mix. But I think we've definitely learned you cannot do it right after getting back from a show.
No,
that's when we're cooked.
Yeah, like, and you would think it would be the opposite.
You know, you think like that's the best time to do it. It's like fresh in your mind. This just happened. No. We've learned that is not the case.
No, because we forget everything.
Yeah, where our brains are just fried by the time that last stretch from your place back to my place is like, it's rough, man. I get here, I'm brain dead.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm brain dead most of the time anyway, but extra.
You're brain deader.
So our good friend, John, who gave me equipment and is such a great dude. He has another question too.
Okay.
He's like, what is a shot, scene, or location that you want to try next, but maybe too different or ballsy to commit to? Shot, scene, or location.
Oh, like for to make a video, I'm assuming? Like feature?
I'm assuming something like that.
I'd love to make one going up and down Pacific Coast Highway somewhere. I have these ideas in my head and I just don't follow through with them. And I know if I did follow through with them, I'd have a much better YouTube channel, but yeah. I just don't. And, that's kind of on me, but I think things are starting to get to a point where I will have more time for that because it's getting to a point now where I'm taking on less outside work and having more internal work. So, that's kind of my thing. Yeah, taking a little bit more chances like that, yeah.
Would it be, so those chances, like doing that, would that be like a truck thing or would that just be like you traveling up the coast?
No, picking a truck, going to get, say John Oro's C10 would be a good one, right? Just convertible, driving up PCH right there. North of Malibu there. Just stuff like that. I've got a couple of trucks out here that I want to do just like 2 or 3 minute features on with cool music. And I need to follow through on those and picking a location. Still going.
Yeah. That battery's hanging in there and it's only half out.
I think mine's actually charging now.
Oh,
mine's plugged in. I have it plugged in and now I see like a green light on.
I don't have mine plugged in. I don't have a long enough, USB-C cord.
Just get an extension cable and plug it into the wall.
Oh, that's a good idea.
That's what mine is. Mine's not. I just have an extension cable plugged into the wall, and then
it's just like, boop.
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead. Because you've done a couple things where you've like done them in San Diego.
Yeah, like truck stuff. Yeah. Truck stuff. I've traveled and I did Pucci. You know who's in the club? I did his truck. That was a lot of fun to go on location and do that. Like those are fun to me. But I think something ballsy, completely different. Like if I made it, people would be like, what? Why is this on your channel? Like that kind of aspect. I think I want to do like a music thing, to like either record like a bunch of go to a bunch of shows, like pick a bunch of different punk shows to go to in different locations and travel to those, check out the bands, like film the bands, maybe like talk to the bands, get them to say something. Like I think that's would be really cool. Like that's sometimes I daydream about that. Like, yeah, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, and do, like with a truck involved or no truck involved?
No truck. That's what I'm saying. Like, so if I made a video like that where I just like went out and went to a bunch of shows and talked to bands and like, you know, kind of really immersed myself in that whole music scene.
Yeah.
And just made a video. Yeah. And then people would be like, where's the trucks? And I'm like, oh, well, there are no trucks. Sorry.
Yeah.
That to me, that would be something I'd like to do.
And that's, we've talked about that before with your channel, like, and you like that stuff so much, like, and that you're a vlog channel, you could do that without the truck, but you'd have to like slowly do it, I guess, to where like a video on your channel would be okay with you just with no
I've
trail.
Kind of like flirted with it a little bit. Like yeah. I went to the show in San Diego, and you know, you're aware of like Barrio Logan in that area, you know. And there was it was a synth show, and it was in this little, it was called Barrio de Corazon, like Heart of the Barrio. And it was like this really cool place. It was like this tiny little venue, brick walls, like great lighting, you know, real cool vibe. And I made a short reel about that. I went to a Pink show in Pasadena, that in Old Town Pasadena, which I'd never been to before, and made a reel about that. Because a lot of these shows are in very unique, like interesting places.
Yeah.
You know, like it would, and then there's this.
I was going to say it would take time, like that. Remember that channel I was telling you about, the Daily Woo guy that goes to.
Yeah.
Yeah. And his videos, you know, they're like 20 minutes long, but he just goes to these places and walks around. They're not edited. They're not highly edited. And I really think that that's the go. It's because
yeah.
I'm learning that with doing these Tacoma videos is I don't have to highly edit them all the time. They can just mm-hmm. go.
They can just be.
They can just be what they are. So you just mm-hmm. walking around showing these things that you find interesting and like maybe like when you go to San Diego and be like, oh, yeah, this is interesting place. And then the end cap to that video is that show.
Yeah.
And
oh
then,
yeah,
and then that's it. But the video is mostly about the area that it's in, not really right. necessarily about the show, because you can't show that. You can only show that so much. Like if you're standing there recording a band playing,
yeah. How long?
You know what I mean?
Then it turns. Like, well, yeah, because I kind of did that in my reels. Like if you go to my Instagram, check out my reels. The one that I did with the Pinks turned out pretty good because like it wasn't just sitting there recording like them playing a whole song.
Yeah,
it was like. Just a bunch of cuts of like super close up of guitars, playing guitar, drumming, like people in the pit, like this person singing, like that kind of stuff. Like
yeah.
I kind of chopped it up like that. There's this band called Dead City Punks and they're out of LA and they throw these shows. I'm actually scared to go to one because they are so insane and yeah. so wild. If you're watching, look up Dead City Punks. Look at the shows they throw. I would love to make like a mini doc on that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's my last thought on that.
Next question.
Next question. Man, we're getting through this. We're going to have extra for next week's episode.
Oh, good. We're going to need them.
We're going to need them. This one's a quick one. Pat from Canada asks, can we see the compound yet? No. Moving on. There's stuff moving and shaking around here, too. Maybe one day I will do a whole, like I've said this before, maybe one day I'll do a whole thing on it. But
if you did a walk around, it would be like, again,
people would be like,
these longer videos, 10, 15 minutes long of not being highly edited, but being more of like just that type of thing
mm-hmm.
in between the edited videos would really do well.
I know that, but we'll get there eventually. Yeah. In the meantime, I kind of like when people are like, what is going on over there?
Yeah.
What is so secretive? Don't worry about it. Anyway, moving on. S_10_kid, which is another one of those very vague things.
Yeah. There's
lots of S10s out there, but this is S10 kid. Brian, what is the most interesting car or truck that you photograph for a client?
I don't know.
You've done some cool ones. Your story with the Corvette lady was pretty interesting.
Oh, no, that was the guy.
No, yeah, the guy owned the actual one that you photographed, but whole scene with the lady.
Oh, yeah, meeting a Corvette club was interesting.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. She thinks she was like 80 and she had a new brand new Corvette.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think what I've actually shot. I don't know.
You've done so many cool ones. I mean, even way back into the DVD.
A lot of cool people. Like I did the guy from Cottonmouth Kings, the DJ.
Oh, that was a guy.
Yeah, DJ Bobby B. Overseas, New Zealand.
Mm-hmm.
Did some features in. We did some features in Australia, and we did this one, and it was raining, but we had to get it done. And it was on the cover of Mini Truck and Magazine. And it was a maroon Tacoma, like a new body style Tacoma mm-hmm. and from Australia. And
the one with those really funky taillights?
I don't know.
It's a standard cab, long bed. It's got some very interesting taillights. I don't know. Could be wrong.
Yeah. I even forgot the owner's name. But I'll find the picture and put it here.
Mm-hmm.
But we shot that and it was raining, so we had to like go and find somewhere to shoot it that was dry. So we found like an elementary school.
Oh, really?
And we while we're shooting it, the owner was like, I wonder if the door's unlocked. And so he comes out with ice creams, like popsicles, and we're all eating popsicles because he like
that you've stolen from elementary school.
Stolen from the elementary school. So maybe not an interesting vehicle, but there's been interesting situations. I right. was the one that got an accident, the S10 in Florida. That you know I shot the details, shot one angle of it, and then I had to have him go and turn around, and he went to it was just me, him, and his son there, and he went to turn it around, and luckily he went the opposite way, not towards us, and he goosed it, and the throttle stuck, and he got sideways and hit the fence into a ditch. That was interesting. And but yeah.
Any run-ins with the law?
I was doing we were doing high speed run. What's that military base in Irvine with the one that caught on fire for the blimp?
I don't know what it is, but that huge hangar thingy.
The two hangars down there, and I had shot some stuff for Niche Wheels down there years and years ago. We did like a pre-runner, and we went inside some building, and we were doing donuts in there and stuff. And that was fine. And so, like, I had a buddy he worked for Hertz Audison, and we were going to shoot his VW Golf. And I was like, oh, just meet me there, and we'll cruise down the runway a couple times. So we went like 100 miles an hour, and I'm hanging out the side of the Titan, and Nick from New Zealand's driving. And we got busted. Like,
that was the one that did it.
That's like federal law enforcement come. Whoa. And they're like, what are you guys doing? And we're just like, oh, we're just. And he's like, you cannot do this here. And so we were real close to getting busted on that one.
That's some real stuff right there.
Yeah.
I've accidentally, like, it's really easy. The Camp Pendleton down in San Diego.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not paying attention, like, it's super easy just to pull into that base.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in the 4Runner with Angie one time, and I missed the thing in Oceanside, and I was going straight, and those dudes get rowdy.
Yeah.
What are you doing? Stop! Like, screaming at us, and I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing! Stop yelling at me! And I was like, look, man, I just missed the exit. And he's like, turn around! I'm like, okay! It was very aggressive. And the 4Runner, and then so, like, you know, the 4Runner can turn lock to lock, but I don't like it because if you actually turn too far, the wheel hits a shock.
Yeah.
So I'm doing this like multi-point turn, trying to turn around. These freaking guys yelling at me. I'm like, and then I got out of there. Anyway, so yeah, aggressive.
Yeah. But as far as interesting vehicles, I don't know. A lot of them.
Yeah. Well, you have shot many, many, many vehicles over the years. Skill set Ben, our good friend Ben.
I just watched his video today.
He's coming down the wire on that thing.
That's what I said. I said I don't know how far he is now versus the videos, like how they're.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's true. Uh-huh.
So I just made a comment. I'm like, getting close, man.
It's coming down to the wire.
Yeah.
Hey, I don't know, man. Hopefully he makes it, because that's a feat. For those who don't know, you should go to Ben Turpack. It's Turpack, if I don't say it right. Ben Turpack or Turpick on YouTube. He's doing a full build on body dropping his Toyota that he started. By the time you get to Minneapolis, he started 60 days prior.
Yeah.
And he's going to body drop it, stock floor body drop it, and drive it to Minneapolis. And currently, think as of that last video, he was just finishing up. Like, the cab's not on the frame yet.
So. It's on there.
Oh, it's on there?
Yeah,
did he upload a new video?
The newest one today, I think he uploaded.
Oh, today. I haven't seen that. Oh, so maybe
he was doing redoing the rear suspension.
Oh, okay.
And that's the thing. Like, he doesn't know what he's doing, and he makes it completely obvious that he doesn't. No, he makes it completely obvious. He has no idea. So he has done things, and then now is redoing those things.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Like, even today, he did the shocks, and he went to cycle the shock, and he's like, oh, that's not going to work. And he like had to redo the shock, one of the re-shock mounts. So,
well, I hope you make it, Ben. When you're listening,
if anyone is going to make it, it's going to be him.
Yeah, that's true. He has some pretty good tenacity.
Yeah, because if it was like me or you,
yeah, I'm like, nah.
Yeah, we'd have done giving up a long time ago. And like, you got a seat in that Titan.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
So he asks, why don't you ever answer any of my questions? Well, we're about to do that.
Oh.
So he has two. I'm gonna read. Well, we could do both. So his first one is, what is Brian and Mike drive into Cruise of the Pines this year? That's a good question.
I don't know. It might be. We'll see.
It might be the Tacoma.
It will, after Mini Nats, it goes in to get wired and all that stuff. So we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes. If not, what's the backup plan?
Riding in your 4Runner?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Me and Mike can go have a little adventure. How about that?
Well, Mike was like, I don't know about going to Cruise of the Pines. I'm just not. And I go, well, Frank's going. He goes, no, I'm going now for sure. 100%. I'm so excited.
Not because, like, you know, he's
in. So Mike might not even ride with me. I mean, he just might ride with you. I might be driving alone.
That's a good idea.
Crying.
That's a cool idea. That's what we're going to do. I got to get the 4Runner in order. That'll give me more motivation to get it in order because me and Mike are going to have an adventure.
Yeah. So I could be riding
this in 8 months.
Yeah. I could be riding with you, Ben, in your truck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But how are you going to get your booth stuff up there?
I don't know.
Yeah, whatever. So that's the first one. And then Ben also asked, when's the official drop Spotify playlist coming? It's a long drive to Mini Nats. P.S. Frank's is cool. Thanks, man. I'd like to think I've curated a fine mix of music. I don't think we're going to do like a drop playlist.
I don't know.
Just refer to our personal playlist, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. Which are definitely similar and definitely different.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely.
Definitely, definitely. Someone asked me today about your YouTube channel, actually, Jamie McBride from Severed. Uh-huh. He was like, hey, I can't find these videos on Frank's YouTube channel.
Which videos?
He's been listening to all of them from the beginning.
Uh-huh.
So I think
these episodes are videos I make.
No, these episodes.
Oh, I see.
He goes, on yours, they go in order, and on Frank's, they don't go in order. I was like, I don't think Frank has a playlist, a specific playlist.
I don't. I need to do that.
He's like the second or third person that's at. He's like, it's really hard to follow that.
Because like, I have video, and then like a show video, and then like video, like it's too disorganized.
Well,
because
you can, if you go on YouTube, you can put in playlists, you can put podcasts, and then make a drop playlist. So someone can just listen to the playlist in a row. Because there's a lot of people that are going back now and watching these in order.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'll try to make it easier for you.
I was like, I'll tell Frank to organize his.
Is that was the message you sent me today and then unsent them? I'm like, what is going on?
It was. And I was like, I'll talk about it on the podcast. Never mind.
Okay. Yeah. So, okay. I'll get those in order. But Spotify playlist. Whatever we're going to be playing in the Titan, Ben, when you ride with us, is what we're going to be listening to. Sorry, Ben.
Oh, we're taking my Titan, though, aren't we?
We are. Yeah, that's going to be.
I got to get my seat. I got to get my seat fixed, or else you're going to be with pillows behind your back.
You haven't got it.
I don't know if it will be. We'll see.
Oh, shit. So I'm going to have to put a bucket behind it.
That's what Tanner said. Tanner's like, just tell Frank to put pillows behind his back.
Just
sit on the edge of the seat.
We're going to take yours. We could try to take mine. I mean, we run the risk of the cats getting plugged, but ran your cats for a long time.
For 5 years like that. They're not going to get plugged.
Well, my mechanic put a little doubt in my mind, but.
Oh, yeah, they're not going to get plugged.
We could take. Oh, yeah, there's no reason why we can't take mine.
Yeah. It's totally, I don't
other than the check engine light is on for the cats. Other than that, it's fine. I got the air conditioner. That was the one thing. We were going to leave my truck in Phoenix to get the blend doors fixed, but actually it's kind of. Remember you asked me why did it take me 10 years to even.
Because it fixes itself.
This? Because it kind of like
no,
is
we're taking
now.
My truck. Never mind.
Okay.
I don't want to be mid and then my feet freeze off.
It's not going to do that now. It's
no, it will. It might do that. It just fixed itself. You're not. You still need to get them fixed.
We're like we're leaving this 4-door big truck cab behind until Lindsay get in the back.
Lindsay's small. She's been to Indiana in the back of my truck before.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Fine. Yeah.
Yeah. That's fine.
Yeah.
And then Ben back there too.
Oh yeah, that's
the third Ben sitting back there in the back of the truck,
sideways, the feet crossed like this.
Oh, dude, I did that one time. Really offshoot story, but we were taking Angie up to college, up to San Francisco when she went there for a couple of years, and I went up with her parents, and her dad is like, "Yeah, I'll rent a car," and I'm like, "We're like okay," and then he pulls up in a Ford Ranger, extra cab Ford Ranger, and we're like, "Yeah, there's the extra cab," and we're like. Okay, so we drove all the way to San Francisco in the back of an extra cab Ranger. Anyway.
Sideways facing each other?
Yep.
Just look. Okay. That's amazing.
Anyway, let's do one more, and then we'll save the rest.
You want to do Dave's question that he sent?
Yeah. Yeah, let's do that one.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Big Dave.
Big from the club. Dave. Where did it go? Here it is. So you know, I now have Glenn and Kim's old Mazda extended cab.
I didn't know that. That's cool.
Yep. After seeing all the vehicles at our show, one would wonder how you can stand out in a crowd like that. I understand that our show pulls the cream of the crop at times, but I really want to have a nice mini truck, but I don't want to copy anyone else. How do you go about doing that and not copy anyone, but truly be unique?
Be yourself, man.
Well, here's the thing. Don't worry about that. I kind of thought, because I already read this question, so I kind of had a little thing. Yeah, don't worry about that part. Worry about getting it running and driving so you can enjoy it. Because most of the time, you're going to be driving this not around other mini trucks. So it does. You're going to stand out regardless. Like you know, so say you pull into a show. It's just, as long as it's like you're happy with it, it doesn't matter. Like, what are you going to do? Put weird taillights on it, paint it in a weird color, do this weird things. No, just get it to a point where it's running and driving.
Yeah. And like the style like catches up, because some of my favorite trucks out there don't necessarily have like any styling cues that are different from anything else. They're the best ones to me are when the owner's kind of personality is injected into them, and not even like purposely, not even like, oh, I like punk rock, so I'm going to like put punk rock stuff all over. It's just when a really good example is like Jaime Silva's truck is really good like that. Cause it's like, just his truck is like an extension of his personality. What's another good truck? I can't think of a good example right now, but there are many out there that are just, like, they're not anything special. They're just like the owner extension of them.
For example, my truck.
Like, yeah.
I'm not trying to make it unique. I'm just trying to make it how I like it.
Exactly.
And and I'm also making it to, I know myself, so I'm not going to like make it so nice that I don't want to drive it.
Yeah.
Still recording over there?
Yeah, we're still recording. All right. Yeah.
So that's kind of the thing is like, and I'm also building within my budget, because I know if I get to a certain point, like I don't want to powder coat a bunch of stuff. I don't want to chrome a bunch of stuff, because I don't want that. Like I want a truck that I can just drive and go to a show, go to a cruise night and enjoy it. So
yeah,
it's
so yeah, Dave, just concentrate on getting that thing going and bring it to a show.
Yeah. That's all you got to do.
Yep. Well, cool. Well, that was a good episode.
I think so.
Let's see if these pockets
we're good. Work.
Yeah, I'm kind of curious to see how this all shakes out.
Yeah.
This might be, we've always threatened, not threatened necessarily, but we've always kind of like put a little asterisk out there saying one of these episodes might be audio only. You might rock up to the YouTube channel and it's just a blank screen or just a picture of us audio. Yeah. Ah! And then just an hour of audio.
Yeah.
So we'll see. This might be the one. We don't know. We're going to see how it shakes out.
No, I think it's still recording, so I think it's good.
Yeah, mine too. All right, cool.
All right.
We're still giving away compressors.
Yeah, we decided.
What did we decide? I forgot what we said.
I think after Mini Nats, we were going to give them away. So like.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, yeah. So that like the 16th, 17th-ish, whenever we get back, whenever you get back, the next night, we'll give them away. So
16th. No, that's not right. Mini Nats is the 20-something.
You're right. So we'll be driving.
Yeah.
Do you want to give them away when you're here that Sunday night on the 14th?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, we'll just go live here, me and you, here at the house, and we'll give.
I have all the entries on my phone, so they're already ready to go.
All right, yeah, that's good. And then
Let's do that. Yeah, that'll be fun.
Yeah, and that's because like when we go, if we're pumping it and selling stuff, we might not have a size or something might get weird because we're gonna take a lot of our stuff out there.
Yeah.
So yeah, we'll do the Sunday the 14th.
Okay. Cool. Yeah, tune in Sunday the 14th, and we'll give away the Vire dual pack. And if you're not entered, go to our websites, grinder-tv.com and livelifecustom.com, and get entered to win by purchasing stuff. And then every $5 you spend, you get an entry into the drawing.
Yay.
All right, cool.
All right.
That's it.
Later.
All right, bye.